Welcome back. You're listening to Money Talks. I'm Troy Harmon. We're missing Matt Hames, my counterpart usually, but we have awesome folks to replace him this week. Scott Keller, CFA. Like I said, he's the head of our institutional sales division. And we have, what's the matter with you, Scott? Come on, man.
Nothing, Troy.
We got a headache or something? Anyway, we have Jennifer Thomas is with us as well from our planning and implementation. She's the one who meets all the clients. She's a CFP and led us through that Rob's discussion just now. That was awesome, Jennifer. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, how about that? So if you have questions that you would like for us to answer, you can always contact us at 770-429-9166 or toll-free at 1-855-429-9166. You can reach us by email at drjean@hensler.com. We also have a website, hensler.com.
All right, so we have a case study for this week. And this is, Jennifer has some experience with one of her clients that did this, and basically using a 401k plan rollover to start a business with, right?
Yeah.
So in this situation, gentleman's name is Reggie, has gross income about $110,000 a year. He wants to pursue his dream of opening an auto repair shop. He's eligible to retire from his manufacturing job, and he can buy a national car repair franchise in his hometown. So he wants to finance his business with his retirement funds, basically, and the franchise costs $200,000 to do this. So his 401k is almost $1 million in total assets. He has another IRA of a little over $200,000. He has savings or CDs of about $20,000. And then he has a home worth about $250,000 that he owes about $180,000 on. So not a lot of equity
right.
in the home. And then he doesn't have a lot of liquid assets, right? I mean, they're easily accessible
right.
for the cash flow of the business. But
he does have a Corvette, it says here.
He got a Corvette, yeah.
He decided he's going to sell
the Corvette. That's probably a good move, you know?
Yeah. Next thing you know, he's going to cut off his mullet.
But he's probably not going to, I mean, I don't know how much his Corvette is worth, but he's still paying on it, so he doesn't own it outright either.
Right.
So, and we can talk about the pros and cons of doing this. It's called, rollover as business startup, and it's, you can't do it from a 401k. You have to do it from an IRA. So basically, if he needs $200,000, that's basically going to be his current IRA plan that he has now. Now, he could roll over his 401k that he has when he leaves his current employer and put that into an IRA and have all of it in one place. And then if he, needed to borrow more, he could do that. Some of the pros of doing this is that you can get the funding really fast. A lot of people don't qualify for small business loans. They can be very difficult to get and very time consuming. So this is a good way to do it. If you believe in the business that you have, but you really need to check this out. In the situation that I had with a client, he was in a business that was not doing well and decided to do this, and we encouraged him not to do it because he's taking his savings,
his retirement savings, his nest egg,
and putting it into something that's already not doing well. And then in the case that, in his case, he actually did it anyway and ended up, the business went under. And so he lost.
So then he lost all his retirement savings too, right?
His business and his retirement. Wow, that's not a good idea.
But anyway, the pros can be that it can happen really fast. It's better than a 401k loan because there's no personal guarantee that you have to pay it back. What happens is you pull out the money and you set up a 401k plan for your business, and the money goes into the 401k plan for the business, and then the business buys shares. I mean, the 401k plan buys shares of the business.
Okay.
So it's an investment inside of the retirement account for the business.
Ah.
And then if the business ends up failing, the value of the shares have gone down. It's a loss in the 401k
right.
plan.
But if it does well, you still aren't obligated to pay anything back. So there's no interest or any of that
there
would be.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So, and it's done with pre-tax dollars, and it's not a taxable event when you, you know, roll it over into that 401k plan for the business. So the disadvantages are that they're risky. I mean, a lot of small businesses fail.
Yeah.
If I were this person, I would do my research on how many people have purchased this particular franchise, how many have succeeded, how many have failed, what's, you know, the probability that it will work.
And plus, this is an auto repair shop, mm-hmm. so you would think that'd be pretty tough business, right?
Right. And you can expect close scrutiny from the IRS. While they have not come out and said that this is illegal, it is somewhat questionable.
Right.
Because you're basically...
you're taking retirement funds. ERISA plan mm-hmm. to buy a business, basically,
uh-huh.
right?
Right.
And that's the thing that's strange to me, is there's no tax implication whatsoever for you to go in there. If you lose it all, you still don't owe the IRS anything, right? It's
Correct.
Just been a poor investment within your
Correct.
401k. It'd be
mm-hmm.
like investing in any other security,
mm-hmm.
I guess.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
And so typically it looks like it costs usually around at least, say, $5,000 to
right.
start this up with the basic lawyer fees and filing the Form 5500 for the
mm-hmm.
401k plan you got to start. And then maybe about, what, $1,500 to $2,000 a year in ongoing cost to
Correct.
Maintain the plan to do that. So...
But if the business is forced to shut down, the assets of the corporation are liquidated and used to buy back shares of stock owned by the 401k plan. And then any funds that are remaining in the 401k plan are placed into an IRA for the business owner's benefit. And then both the plan and the corporation are dissolved. So if there's anything left over, you know, if the business goes under, you know, they sell off all the assets, the 401k plan recapture, you know, whatever
anything
there,
that would be, that, yeah. Right.
Yeah, and then that gets rolled over back into the person's IRA.
So that's the worst-case scenario. But
right.
in the best-case scenario, I guess if the business flourishes, you could do the same thing, I guess. So you get ready to retire,
mm-hmm.
you liquidate the business, and then it all goes back in your 401k?
Well, what would happen is if you, let's say he does this and he... runs it for 15 years, and now he's ready to retire.
Right.
He's 65, and he says, I've done my dream, and I'm done. So he finds a buyer. That buyer buys the shares from the 401k plan. Okay, so then he gets that money and rolls it into his IRA. If he just dissolves the business at that point, but there are assets in the business, that's the same thing. It goes into the 401k plan, and he can roll it over into his IRA.
So the 401k plan basically owns the business.
Correct.
No matter what, whatever mm-hmm. the end result is, the 401k...
shares in the business.
Right.
You know, it's usually not the whole thing. But,
okay, so any money
Correct.
That he might have had, if in fact he had had
uh-huh.
some, I think we said here he did not, but if he had had either that or a supplemental investor, then
mm-hmm.
it wouldn't be the full level of the business, but it would be some portion, I guess.
Correct.
But the 401k is the owner, and that all ultimately goes back to the fund
yes.
or for the 401k then to him.
Right. People just need to understand it's very risky. It is extremely
Absolutely.
Risky,
yeah.
and not only that, but you know, nobody likes extra scrutiny from the IRS, and it
right.
really is one of those kind of borderline.
They're still kind
area.
Of working it out,
yes.
it seems like,
mm-hmm.
just based
yeah.
on the what I'm seeing here.
Right.
Yeah.
So ultimately, you're kind of hinging toward this is probably not the
not
best of ideas.
I would not recommend doing it, you know.
Try to look for other alternatives,
Correct.
Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right. Probably best to do that and not play around with your retirement fund.
Right.
For sure.
Now, for him, it's not his entire retirement fund. If he's willing, you know, it's maybe 20% of what he saved, you know, but he would have to make that decision. You know,
okay.
I think that's more risky than we would recommend.
Oh, absolutely. All right, guys, we'll probably ought to take a break here. And when we come back, we'll answer some of those questions that we had talked about. Stick around. We're, talking about finances on Money Talks.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.